Your excuses are faster than you think. We were exploring that on a one-on-one call. And talk about good fun. Discovering that your excuses are faster than you think. You've got thoughts about your excuses. Mostly they're, well, very supportive of your excuses. But they're probably not all that supportive of you. And your dreams. And your desires are divine in origin. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Cutter Podcast. It is Easter Sunday, the 31st of March, 2024. This is the last day. That I can use the age of 57 as an excuse. Tomorrow I'm 58, gang. And I can use that as an excuse if I want to. Your excuses are faster than you think because your excuses... A lot of people live... Most people live... By the way, don't be most people. They live in a state where they settle for their excuses and they believe them. They believe in their excuses more than they believe in themselves. And I totally get it. Excuses seem to be so real. And they will, you know, be revealed in your circumstances as long as you give them life. I had every excuse in the world not to move to Australia. Not to get married again. Not to take what a lot of people would consider a huge risk. I had every excuse in the world not to change my name. Only somebody who's probably pretty much insane would change their name to 2020, a number, the number of perfect vision, because he believes in the power of vision that much. You see, I come from two cultures that historically engage name change. Number one, the Judeo-Christian culture. There's name changes all through scripture. When you changed, your name changed. Saul became Paul. Then there's that whole Simon Peter thing. And what about the Old Testament? Oh, how yummy. And I get it. Not everyone had their name changed. But some did. For a reason. Native Americans? Yeah, your name changed there too. Often you were given a name at birth. Then another name later. Maybe another name later. Names revealing who you are. So that he who walks with the deer was a name given to me. So was the name Thunder Creek. Both of those have some very specific meaning to me. 2020 was a name that was given to me in a vision. Wouldn't go away. And I get it. I notice that excuses are pretty much almost always auditory. Some kind of inner argument, justification. Well, I would, but, well, maybe later. Well, you know, I would accept for. Well, what'll they think? Well, I really can't afford it right now. Again, for years. Meanwhile, how many of those freaking lattes are you drinking? But I seem to digress. I pointed out to a friend of mine this morning. We were talking about the carnivore diet experience. And a lot of people say I'd do it, but I can't afford it. And ground meat and eggs, start there. See, if you're drawn to do something like that, there's always a path of surrender. There's always a path of surrendering to your excuses. There's always a path of surrendering to your excellence. What are you surrendering to? So your excuses are faster than you think. And you often have a lot of thoughts about them. But what's even cooler is you. You are greater than all of your excuses. You're greater than all your dreams. You're greater than all your doubts, all your fears. You are the ocean that experiences all of those waves. And when I got that I was the ocean, I got that, you know what? Anytime I actually made a decision, in other words, I cut away all other options, that's when the fun began. One of the options that you have is to wait in life. Another option that you have is to give life to your dreams. If you don't own your day, you don't own your destiny. Let's do the crass commercial. DreamDrivenDay.com. We begin April 15th, I believe. If you sign up now, you go with the bonuses now. Facebook group's going live in the next couple days. The fun's beginning, gang. DreamDrivenDay.com. So I got a guy on the fence right now. Listens to the podcast. We had a little chat. And he really gets to get, you know, it's been 4 years of excuses. It could have been 4 years of a higher level of excellence. See, I'm not a fan of attitude. I'm a fan of altitude. With altitude comes perspective. See, if you walk the property, you'll have an experience of it. But if we rise up about 100 feet, maybe 100 meters, and look around, you'll have a perspective. And when you return to the property, when you walk the garden after having perspective, everything changes. It might be the same exact garden, but you'll be different. And what you do is different. I'm a massive fan of altitude. You'll notice on Facebook, you know, the link to my personal profile is something like facebook.com/eaglevision. So here's what I suspect. Some of you listening know you've got a vision inside of you. Some of you know what it is, some of you don't. And that's fine. I've got a vision inside of me. I just want you to live more completely every single day. I also want you to dance your dance and sing your song. This is my last day on earth as a 57-year-old. Tomorrow I'm 58. And I love these artificial distinctions that really don't seem to mean a whole bunch. Because I can wake up tomorrow and go, rightio, what am I going to do different this year? I love doing 30-day, 60-day, 90-day experiments. Meanwhile, I'll do one more. Christmas Day, I had a revelation. Some of y'all know about that. That remembering when call recording really worth investing in. Meanwhile, so it's 89 days. Actually, it's 90 days today from the day I started keeping track of my weight, my physical activity. It's the end of a 90-day experiment today. And I gotta tell you, I'm gonna keep going. 'Cause literally, I change states and this 90-day experiment that popped up. Sweet. I am loving every minute of it. For fun, go ahead and take a look at some of the shows we did back in December. And look at the shows that we did this past week. You tell me, does this stuff work? I can attest that it does. If you stop settling for your excuses, if you start engaging your excellence, if you want to work with us with that, we've got some options, and one of them is DreamDrivenDay.com. Ball's in your court. Let's imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. From what I can tell, you are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. It fascinates me how many people buy into judgmental gods. They judge themselves and they drive themselves mental. From what I can tell, the divine is expansive, lovely, engaging, enjoying. Like I said, if you want to dance with us, feel free. Reach out. And have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free and Noble Goddard Podcast. Thanks for caring. Thanks for sharing. Have a great day. See ya.